Pastor was quoting that scripture. It's not what I'm going to preach on, but it got me thinking about it. I think it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye is the dead in Christ are going to rise first. That's going to, the graves are going to be open that fast. And that's what's amazing. You get to thinking about that. How fast is the twinkle of an eye? My cousin, Caleb Dennison, I remember I was probably Weston's age. Are you 7, Weston? Yep, I was about his age, and we were sitting in the back of my grandpa's Lincoln Town Car. And we were sitting there, and my grandpa went into the eye doctor. I remember just as clear as day, just as if it was just happened. We were sitting there in Joplin, Missouri, across from the big Bank of Commerce. Some of you know where I'm talking about. There's a little eye doctor place right there. We were sitting there in the parking lot, or the street there, and my cousin was explaining to me how fast Christ is going to appear. It's just going to be like that. He said, and I remember because I was impressionable. I was young. And he said, and he blinked. And he said, see how fast I can blink? And he said, that's how fast he's coming back to get those that he loves. And that stuck with me all those years. And my cousin, I know he won't mind me sharing this, is he went away from the Lord for many years. And as we got we started talking again, I told him, I said, I still remember. I said, that stuck with me. And he said, I don't even hardly remember telling you that, but it made such an impact on my life that's how fast he's going to be here. You know, when somebody tells you, well, I'm headed that way, the one thing we want is a estimated time of arrival. Christ's estimated time of arrival is going to be instant, that fast. And that's exciting. We should be excited that he's not going to delay when it's time for his return. It's not going to be delayed. You know, I've been delayed coming to church many times. I've been delayed going to projects because of the train. You know, we have a train track here in Chelsea. Brother, I hope you know when you hear that sound, just be prepared to wait, because sometimes the train cars are at least 150 in length and sometimes more. So don't be in a hurry if you got to get across the tracks. But when Christ goes to come, when it's time for his return, it's going to be right now. And that should bring excitement to our hearts and lives. Amen tonight. That's not what I'm preaching on. I just got excited thinking about how fast it's going to happen. Thinking back of my salvation experience, and as it has continued, amen, to get sweeter as the days go by. I'm going to reminisce here for a minute. Used to, when there was birthdays and anniversaries, you'd come up to the front, and I can remember as a child, my grandpa would do this, and we did this a few times over in the little building. You know, sing that song, Sweeter as the Years Go By. You know, you're thinking about stuff, and it's like, man, it is a sweeter experience every single day. Amen. I don't know if I'm causing that or if I'm just hearing things tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll get into preaching tonight. Brother Titus, if you'll throw my text up. Amen. If you've got your Bibles with you tonight, turn to Luke chapter number 1, verse number 28. If you don't, still, please stand and let's read the Word of God here tonight. Amen. Pastor asked me last night, he said, are you good to preach tonight? I said, yes, sir. I like to preach. I'll try not to hold you too long, Brother Jason. Get your white hanky out. If I get going too long, go ahead and fly it so I know it's time to surrender. He's getting it already. Looks a little yellow from here, brother. Pollen must be after you. Amen. Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 28. If you have it, say amen. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And I want to focus on that last point. A lot of times we want to preach and talk about this section of Scripture in a Christmas portion, but I want to draw us to the realization what the angel said unto her. He told her, "Fear not, for thou hast found favor with God." Dear Lord, we come to you tonight as we open up your scripture. I pray that you would bless the reading of the word. I pray that you would anoint these altars. Pray anoint the ears, Lord, that are in this sanctuary and those that are watching. I pray that you would anoint my lips and my heart, Lord, that I would begin to convey what you have put inside of me. Lord, that your word, you said in your word that it will not go out and it will not fall upon deaf ears, but Lord, it would bring forth fruit. And I pray that that would begin to take place here tonight. As the seed falls, let it fall on good ground. In your name we pray. The church said amen. You can be seated. Simple thought tonight, simple text, title. I want to simply preach for just a few moments. I've done said simple 3 or 4 times, so if it's not simple at the end of the service, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it. On fear or favor. Now, I shared a little bit about this here a couple months ago, and probably nobody caught it. It was just a Tuesday night devotion. You probably ignored the invitation to watch because you didn't want to pray. I'm teasing. But I got you all thinking. Some of you are thinking, well, did he really? I just shared a little bit about this, and I've been mowing on this, mauling on it for a while. And I was sharing this with my, with a couple different friends of mine over the past few months as I've continued to chew on this. And sometimes you chew on things for a little while before it ever comes to the point where you get to share it from the pulpit. And I just want to leave you with this little bit of encouragement here tonight. There are things, be not fearful of the things that Christ is trying to birth in you, or what he has called you to do. Don't be fearful in those things. Realize that when God begins to place something inside of your heart and inside of your life, and you are given the opportunity and you are called upon, don't be fearful. But realize you have been given favor. Now, how many knows what it means to have favor? You know, when church dinner comes around here, I'm going to revolve this around food, surround this around food, because we all like to eat. Who doesn't like to eat? Because if you didn't like to eat, you wouldn't be alive, right? Me and Brother Jason love to eat. And sometimes that's what we look forward to. The moment we get in the truck, Brother Robert, what do we think? Where are we going to be working determines where we're going to eat. And we've found some really good hidey holes to go and eat in. There's a little place over by Langley called the Chicken Coop. It is phenomenal. And it's cheap. And they serve huge portions. So when I found this place, me and Brother Robert, we found it. We walked in there and we got our plates and we felt like we had been favored. A little gal brought us our plates and I go, "Oh my! Do you give this amount to everybody?" We felt favored. Now, there are things that Christ will call us to, and that in the Word of God that we are, that is acceptable for us to fulfill as far as duties. And we are fearful of them because they require something. What Mary had done to her, no doubt she looked at the angel and she showed forth her fear. A lot of times when God speaks to us and begins to declare that he has got a position and a part that he has for us to play, we give him that look of fear. But I'm here to tell you tonight, don't be fearful, because you have found favor with the master of the house. I'm here to tell you tonight, when you find that you've got favor with the master, with the keeper of the house, there is always benefits that follow. Mary had no idea whenever she was called upon what was going to transpire. But what she said was even whatever you have will of, here am I. And what we find is the favor that began to follow her would impact generations to come, even to the very generation we live in. The favor that she carried shines over each and every one of us. Because if she would have rejected, there would have been another that would have been chosen. But we find that she was the one that was chosen and she accepted it. And I want to tell you, there's going to be things that people are going to look at and issues that you've gone through, and you might ask God, why? Why have I gone through this? There might be others that might persecute you because of what you are carrying. Let me tell you, she might have been, and we find in Scripture that she was looked at and wanted to be accused, have accusations brought against her. But I'm here to tell you, there's going to be people in the world that's going to accuse you of things because you're carrying the favor of God, because they want to discourage, they want to distract, and they want to destroy the favor that God has placed upon you. But I'm here to tell you tonight, don't be dismayed, but instead take courage, because you've got the favor of the Father. London has the favor of her daddy. London, come here, honey. Is there anything in here that you want? Just pick one. $100. Man, she's. Listen. Don't give this to anybody, okay? Listen, you gotta promise me that you have the favor of the Father. Now I want that back after service. You can give it to Mom, but she's gotta give it back. Hey, London, come here. Is there anything else you want? Give me a kiss, okay. Do you want anything else from me, though? Chocolate when we get home. So, here, go sit down. She's feeling the overwhelming feeling of being favored. She wasn't afraid to ask with what I'm surprised she didn't take the whole thing. She likes this little plastic thing I carry around. She says, Dad, you've always got money. I said, what do you mean? It's on that card. It's on that card you have. When I have cash, she's always coming up and saying, hey, Dad, can I have a $5 bill? Can I have a dollar? You got any money I can have? She's not fearful. Why? Because she knows I'm going to be favorful. She's got favor in my sight. Now, a lot of times, God has been extended favor on our lives, and whenever His presence come into the house, I'm going somewhere with this. When His presence come into the house, instead of coming back to the one that has shown favor, we show fear because we've misused His favor. Now, I'm going to be hard here for just a minute. You'll have to forgive me. But if someone is abusive to something, when you ask them or you go beside them, what is the one thing usually happens to a dog that's been abused? They cower away. And they go the opposite direction. Now, how many here has ever met Max, Uncle Steve's Chihuahua? I like Max. Sorry, Mimi, if you're watching. I'm just teasing. Max came from an abused home. He was rescued. Max doesn't like a lot of people. And do you want to know why? It's because he was abused. He still bears some marks in places where he has been abused. I'm fixing to speed up here really quick. I'm waiting on that white flag, Brother Jason. There's a lot of times that we abuse God's favor. We abuse his mercy and his grace. And so, because we abuse those things, whenever it comes time for us to make things right, we are fearful. Even though his banner over me is love, we cower away from his presence when his presence come in to the house. Brother Charles, will you help me for just a minute? Come here, Brother Charles. Brother Charles, all the way at the back. He's serving a purpose. Brother Charles is my friend, but because I called on him, what did he do? He come right on up. He's looking for my wallet. I'm teasing. But, Brother Charles, if I needed something, I'd call on him. And he knows that we have a lot of the same tools. We like Milwaukee tools because they're highly favored. But if we was here on a work day and I didn't have something, first thing Brother Charles always says, well, if you ain't got it, I do. He wants to share his favor. Thank you, brother. He offers what he has at our disposal. Brother Charles, have we ever tore anything up? Just anything, yeah. We have before, haven't we? And we always try to replace it with something that is better. We are extending our favor. All right, I'm fixing to go really fast, so buckle up, buttercup. We find that there are things that God's going to birth in us that other people might not like. But don't be fearful. Let your light shine no matter where you are at or where you are going. Let me tell you about a few people that had the favor of God. We find that Abraham had favor from God. And God told him after these words, this can be found in Genesis 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got exceeding reward for those of us that is willing to work underneath the shadow of his blessings. Those of us that's willing to move and minister under the midst of his favor and not be fearful in well-doing. Amen. We can find in Exodus where God told Moses, he said, "Stay the people. Tell them, don't be fearful. But I want you to be an executive." I'm paraphrasing here. "I want you to be an executive of my voice. I want you to go to the edge of the water, and I want you to begin to raise up your staff. And the moment that you raise them up and you raise your hands amongst the water, be prepared to see a great work." Moses could have been fearful because the people wanted to kill him. But instead, he decided to stand on the edge of the water and show forth God's favor. He said he's brought favor to each and every one of you. But if it wasn't for me that God had a meeting with up on a mountain and showed forth his favor, you wouldn't be here. We can look at Mephibosheth as he hid out. And David sent a servant down to find him and told him to come to the palace. You had been found out. He had been living in fear because he was a descendant of Saul. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people in this world and in the church world that will try to disregard you and cast you out because of who you're a descendant of. But I'm here to tell you tonight that I find that whenever I accept Christ, I've had a blood transfusion. I no longer belong to the men and women of this world, but I find royal blood flowing through my veins. And he said, you're going to come to my house. You're going to want for nothing. And everything that pertaineth to Saul, I'm going to give to you. I'm here to tell you tonight, don't be fearful of what God has called you to do, but instead act on it. His favor will always follow. Find the little widow and went out to gather a couple sticks to make a meal for her and her son, and then they were going to die. Find the prophet comes to the house and says, hey, I know you're living in fear. Make me a cake first. So she goes and does it and tells him, this is it. I was going to make the last bit for me and my child, and we were going to die. He told her, he said, don't you worry about the meal. Don't you worry about the oil. Don't you worry, it's not going to fail you, because you are going to be favored. And we find that they made it, wasted not, it did not depart. But every day she went to make another cake so that they might die. And it was still there. Let me tell you, the favor of God will begin to overshadow you and will bless you spiritually if you will begin to be faithful in what He has asked you to do, if you'll be faithful in paying your tithes, if you'll be faithful in giving in the offering. I'm going to make a plug here. If you'll be faithful and show forth thanksgiving for those that serve you, God will always pour out His favor, and you will not want. Why? Because you're being faithful over the few. He will put you over many. First Peter 2:9, I'm fixing to close. But you are a chosen generation. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I've been chosen. A royal priesthood. When look at him, tell him, say, hey, I'm royalty. Now, husbands and wives, if you've just said that to each other, I want you, when you go home, treat each other in that fashion. Today, I know I'm stopping here for a second. Me and my wife, we was trying to go take care of some business today. We ran, grabbed a cup of coffee, and go out. It's starting to rain, and I go over, Jason, I stand in the rain, and I open Lindsay's door, and he hollers out when I'm trying to get in, and it's raining. He said, hey! I was like, oh boy, here we go. What, I parked beside the guy. I must have bumped him or something. I don't know. Hey! He said, I want you to know I appreciate that. He said, I ain't seen that in a long time. I'm not bragging on myself. I guess I am, because I'm telling you about it. Isaac, will you grab the trumpet, please? But it's just the simple fact that I showed that I was willing to stand in the rain. He said, I haven't seen that in years. It's like, well, my wife made me do it. Not really. I didn't say that. But treat your wife with royalty. Wives, treat your husband with royalty. See what will happen. You might get an extra smile a day. You never know. We find that we're a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Don't be fearful. Realize you've been given favor. And I'm just going to describe to you in a set of verses here in just a minute. And Sister Lindsay's going to come back to the piano, or come to the piano here in just a moment. But I want you guys to prepare yourself as I go down through these scriptures, and they're not on the screen. I want you to begin to apply them to yourself and say, I can be this way. How many wants to be blessed? I'm going to give you the recipe. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, this is the key, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord God will set thee on high above all nations, of the earth, and all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee. How many would welcome an overtaking of a blessing? Remember the first time you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost? It was just so overwhelming. You could not tell somebody about it because just how good God was, how he saved me. Amen. I'm here to tell you what's going on over in Haiti right now. That's an overtaking of the blessing of God, because there's been 24 hours and not a shot heard in Brother Lloyd's area there. Why? Because the blessing, he went over there not fearing for himself, but fearing for others. And what has he found? Nothing but favor. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, when God whispers in your ear and the Spirit of God says, why don't you stand? Why don't you go ahead and give that utterance? Why don't you go ahead and speak what I've spoken to you? But so many times, Brother Jason, we live in fear. And Brother Isaac, there's nothing but favor that's overshadowing you. Verse number 3, I'm reading out of Deuteronomy chapter 28. It says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, and blessed shall be the fruits of thy body, and the fruits of thy ground, and the fruits of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. Thou shalt come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settlest in thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord God hath given thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, and he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his way, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and fruit of the body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain upon thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. This is what hinges on the blessings and the favor of God, is you obeying his voice. What is it that God is calling you into that you are so fearful of accepting? I don't know who this is for tonight, but there's those of us, and I've been there, Sister Addison, that I've been scared to death to do what God's asked me to do. Say, well, I've got to dress this way, and I've got to do this before I can ever do anything, because that's what somebody told me. I'm gonna tell you this right here, and I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. Quit listening to that person. Grab the hold of the Bible and walk in his holiness. We want to try and give and have somebody hand us a rule book of guidelines of do's and don'ts. Let me tell you, throw that rule book aside and grab the Bible. I'm just so confused. I don't know what I got to do, and I got to do this. This person's telling me this, and that person's telling me that. Get under the altar. I know a lot of people will think that unpopular. Why? Probably don't get asked to preach a lot. a lot of other places. Because we've got to get back to this. Because, Pastor, if they're doing what I'm saying and not what this is saying, they would fall out in error. And Brother Jason, I'll be carrying around their blood on my hands. This is not to be used as a sword to benefit my favor and my kingdom, Sister Bethany. This is the sword that benefits him. So cast all the preconceived ideas of, well, if I accept this calling, I'm going to have to do all these things. I'll tell you, the first thing I want you to do is accept it. Quit being fearful of it. Get full of the Holy Ghost and let God direct your paths. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. How many of you here in this sanctuary have an empty seat in the row that you're sitting in? We all do. You want to see that seat next to you filled? Let me tell you what it takes. It takes quit being fearful, walking in his favor, and saying, hey, come church with me. I had a washer and dryer I got rid of the other day. A gentleman came at 9 o'clock at night to pick him up, Brother Jason. First thing I told him, he was talking, he started asking where I lived, you know, directions over there. He gets over there, and he gets out of the truck. And I said, do you got a home church? Well, I go over here, and I go over there. I said, but you don't have a home church. You don't have somewhere you attend regularly. Well, I said, come on over to Calvary and visit a service. I could have been fearful. I don't know this guy from Adam. If you would stand. We come around these altars here tonight. I want everybody to come up here and I want you to stand. Everybody that can and will. Do this a little bit different tonight. I know it's Thursday night church. You can stand with as families, or you can split up, however you feel like doing. Because I find it important sometimes, especially as families, that we are willing to engage one with another. And as friends and as comrades in arms. Because we are all fighting a battle that cannot be won by ourselves. Quit being fearful of your neighbor. Be willing to pray for your neighbor. Who's my neighbor? Every one of us, our neighbors in here tonight. Be willing to quit being fearful and allow yourself to carry the burden of another and allow the favor of God Almighty to overshadow you. Now, I'm just going to simply close like this, and I want you to start praying. I know I'm kind of closing this out different. You've probably never seen it this way. Just feel prompted to do this. I want you to begin to engage with your Heavenly Father. You get something on your mind that you're fearful of. And I want you to take it to him and let him show you his favor. Because it might be something that you might not need to do. It might be what you want to do, but it might not be the direction he wants you to go. And I don't want you to leave your position until you feel that he's directed you. Because we want to use an excuse. Well, I got to take a week. I got to take 10 days. This pepper, I got to take 30 days and pray about this. It's an inside joke. God is not a man that he should lie. He is a God that is faithful. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So take your fear to the Father. And let the Father show you his favor It might not be the answer you want, but at least you'll be walking hand in hand with Him. All right, church, I want you to start to engage with Him. Let's engage in prayer. Let's engage in communication with God Almighty. Lord, we thank You here tonight.